This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Women, Food, and God, An Unexpected Path to Almost Everything, Janine Roth explores the deeply interwoven relationship between our eating habits and our spiritual understanding of ourselves and the world. Roth, who has gained recognition for her insightful approach to eating disorders and personal transformation, invites readers on a journey to uncover the truths hidden beneath our food choices. By probing into the ways we relate to food, Roth sheds light on broader questions of hunger, satisfaction, and how we seek fulfillment in our lives. This compelling work goes beyond simple nutrition or diet advice to touch on themes of compassion, acceptance, and the healing power of mindfulness. Roth's narrative style, rich with personal anecdotes, makes the book an engaging and transformative read. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the connection between how we eat and how we live. Janine Roth posits that our eating habits are a direct reflection of our inner beliefs and feelings about ourselves and the world around us. She articulates how binge eating, chronic dieting, or obsessing over food are merely manifestations of deeper issues such as fear, scarcity, and lack of love. Roth encourages readers to examine their food behaviors as a gateway to understanding unresolved emotional and spiritual issues. Through this lens, food becomes a metaphor for something much greater, revealing insights about our life's path, our choices, and the pursuit of genuine fulfillment. Secondly, mindfulness and presence in eating. Roth stresses the importance of mindfulness in breaking free from the cycle of compulsive eating and self-loathing. She teaches the practice of approaching each meal with presence, fully experiencing the taste, texture, and pleasure of food without judgment. This act of conscious eating becomes a form of meditation, where individuals learn to observe their thoughts and emotions without being controlled by them. As readers learn to eat with intention and awareness, they begin to heal their relationship with food and, by extension, with themselves. Thirdly, breaking the cycle of emotional eating. A significant portion of Women, Food, and God is dedicated to identifying and addressing the root causes of emotional eating. Roth offers practical advice on how to recognize emotional triggers that lead to overeating and how to deal with these emotions without turning to food for comfort. She introduces concepts such as the inquiry, a series of questions designed to guide individuals through the process of examining their beliefs and emotions surrounding food. Through this exploratory process, readers are encouraged to release patterns of shame and guilt associated with eating, paving the way for a healthier relationship with food. Fourthly, the role of faith and spirituality in healing. Janine Roth intertwines the concept of spirituality throughout her exploration of eating and self-image. She argues that a disconnect from our spiritual selves can manifest in destructive eating habits. Roth encourages readers to embark on a spiritual journey, finding security and peace in their faith instead of in food. She emphasizes that this spiritual path does not align with any one religion, but rather it's about reconnecting with one's inner being and the divine. This aspect of the book speaks to the God component, alluding to the idea that our relationship with food is deeply spiritual and that healing comes from recognizing and nurturing our spiritual hunger. Lastly, the journey of self-discovery and transformation. Roth concludes that the path to overcoming eating disorders and unhealthy eating habits is synonymous with the journey of self-discovery and transformation. Through the practices and philosophies discussed in the book, readers are invited to delve deep into their psyche, uncovering fears, desires, and truths that have been buried under layers of shame and self-doubt. This process of introspection and acknowledgement of one's worth is pivotal to cultivating a life of abundance, joy, and peace. Roth's message is clear. By healing our relationship with food, we are ultimately healing ourselves and opening the door to a more fulfilling and enlightened existence. In conclusion, Women, Food, and God, An Unexpected Path to Almost Everything is a transformative read for anyone struggling with their eating habits, self-image, or seeking a deeper spiritual connection with themselves. Janine Roth masterfully bridges the gap between how we engage with food and the broader aspects of our lives, offering a compelling narrative that is both healing and enlightening. This book is particularly beneficial for those ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery, mindfulness, and spiritual awakening. Roth's insights serve as a reminder that by facing our issues with food, we are also addressing fundamental questions about love, worth, and fulfillment. Whether you are on a path to overcoming eating disorders or simply searching for a more meaningful life, Women, Food, and God offers the guidance and inspiration necessary for transformative change. If you would like to support Janine Roth, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.